At one time, it was the grandest of hotels in the state of Virginia, but the wheels of time eventually forced her shutdown and all of the furnishings were sold. What happened next surprised many. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The Hotel Roanoke dates to the beginning of Roanoke, Virginia. The Norfolk Southern Railroad built the lodging and brought trains to town back in 1882. But 100 years later, the rail company was ready to get out of the failing hotel business.
There was a grand ceremony. Everything was sold from the hotel. It was like a two-week process of anything that was within the hotel was sold. But yeah, a grand dance. There was a closing ceremony. There was a lock put on. It was really a kind of a special time.
And with that, one of the grandest old hotels in the state closed and sat vacant, says Michael Quantz.
Everybody originally believed that it was going to be torn down. When it got into the hands of Virginia Tech, I think everybody was comforted by the fact that they owned it, but they weren't sure if it was going to become a satellite school for them or if it would just be torn down and turned into a parking lot.
The railroad gave the property to Virginia Tech. Some thought the old hotel could be brought back to life. The community and university raised $30 million, and in 1995, the doors reopened to guests.
We're part of the Historic Hotels of America, so there's certainly, we cater to the travelers that enjoy the historic nature of what we have here. We have a lot of railroad enthusiasts that come through. We have different packages designed for just railroad enthusiasts. And certainly the conference center has been a big attraction, is one of the larger facilities here.
Today, the lodging has over 300 rooms and is helping bring downtown back to life.
A lot of great things are happening in Roanoke, for sure. A lot of great renovations happening in downtown. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the reopening of the hotel.
Plus, passenger rail service is in the city, which, in a sense, reunites the Grand Hotel that sits adjacent to the tracks with its original purpose to cater to those who rode the trains to this Virginia city for business and pleasure. Traveling the countryside in Roanoke, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.